Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
How important was it to finish off this number two seed today?
Very important. Not sure what next week brings, but it gives us an option to get certain guys rest, and we'll just kind of go with the flow with whatever Bean and McDermott are telling our guys to do. But still got to prepare like we're trying to go 1-0, and that's our game plan.
Are you a certain guy that would opt for rest next week?
No idea. Again, I'm going to do whatever's asked of me. I'll leave it at that. I don't know.
That was
awesome. Playing on short fields, it makes the game a lot easier, I'll tell you that. Our defense, man, they played lights out today. They had juice, they had energy. And then offensively, I thought we ran the ball well, and a couple really, really big plays, especially there in the third quarter. Would love to get off to a faster start, and sustain a couple more drives and a couple penalties that hurt us. So a lot to learn from, but we'll look at it tomorrow and keep moving forward.
Hey, Josh, you went 8-0 in the season. You got players, coaches, but how much juice can you get from this environment?
Oh, that's awesome. That's as much as a team stat as a fan base stat too. The energy, I don't think people understand a delay of game or a false start. Like those 5 yards make such a difference, and we can feed off what our fans are giving us, and they've been the best in the league this year. And going back to since I've gotten here, they've been fantastic, and I truly believe we have the best fans in the world.
You don't talk about your stats very often, but they put up 40 touchdowns 5 straight years. The crowd cheered. It looked like you acknowledged the crowd. Does that mean something to you? It's never been done before, 5 straight years with 40?
Going back to high school, right? Our coach, Coach Magnuson, was always yelling, what's the job of offense? It's to score. So it's a good job that we're scoring. It's kind of all that it means, but I know the crowd was giving me a lot of love today, so I just wanted to reciprocate it a little bit there and tip the cap to them.
Another milestone is this team matched the franchise record for wins in 16 games, 13 wins. What does that mean to have that level of consistency, knowing that you've won 13 games the third time since 2020?
I mean, it speaks to the staff that we've got here, the guys that we've got in this locker room, how this team's put together, the culture that we have. We didn't really pay attention to the preseason notions, but we heard them and we saw them, and we knew what people were saying, but it had no effect on us. We just came into training camp and tried to work as hard as we could. And there's another stat I think that we tied today was the most touchdowns caught by different receivers or different players. I believe we got 13, and we got another week to try to get one more. So that's a stat, too, that we talk about a lot. Everybody eats in this offense, and it's a mantra that we've had, and I think that's a testament to that.
What did you see from Keon on that touchdown catch? The athleticism looked like a basketball-type play.
Yeah, I got tossed down there late a little bit, and once the ball was in the air, it was kind of I was pointing at him, and I threw it, and I felt in the corner of my eye Ty Johnson and I think Quincy Williams over there. And I was like, oh, shoot, they're going to be both in the same spot. But that's the reason why we drafted Zero, to go up and make plays like that, and he made a heck of a play.
You were on the sideline already, but what's it like watching the Shavers play?
The joy that our team felt from that was pretty special. He's been a guy that's just continued to get better and work extremely hard. He's a locker room guy. Everybody loves him. From being cut early after training camp, being on the P squad, being called up, and then to go make a play like that was a special moment for him. But I think it was a special moment for the team because we understand how hard he works, the time that he puts into his craft to learn the playbook. He knows every position, and you can't help but root for a guy that continues to work hard. And we're just happy that he made a play.
Josh, what's the feeling among the team? I mean, you guys have accomplished a lot. You've had first place in the East for a while. Now you've got the second seed. What's the overall feeling heading into what's coming?
1-0 next week. That's all we can focus on.
What about the Amari play for the touchdown? What'd you see, and then what'd you see when you made that play?
Yeah, we had a little double move. They played post high, and I saw what we thought was a favorable matchup, and just gave him an opportunity. Too many times this year, I've tried to throw a perfect ball and lead him and get it right in his hands, and just kind of made a concerted effort over the last week or two to give them opportunities, especially him and Zero, give them opportunities on some of these fade balls. And, you know, he just did what Amari does, and it was awesome for him to get to 10,000 career yards. It's a special stat. I don't know how many guys have gotten it, but it can't be too many. But it speaks, you know, it speaks about him, how hard he's worked throughout his entire career, and he's still making plays, and I'm glad he's on our team.
Josh, you pointed out the number of different receivers that have had success in this offense, and that obviously stands out, but kind of more open-ended. What's different about this team this year?
I mean, I just think we're not to say that we weren't in the past, but it's a different bond, a real sense of tightness and sense of family in this locker room. We're going out there. We're happy for each other's success. We want everybody to succeed, you know, and we want to help do our part. And I think that's from 1 to 53 on this roster and even going into the P squad. So just a lot of guys that are selfless, that care about their jobs, and just want to play football to the best of their ability.
Last year you guys played in a lot of like really close games that you had to win down the stretch to get to the postseason. Obviously this year is very different, but how do you make sure as a team you stay sharp, just considering that, you know, things have looked so different for the last, and we don't know what next week's going to look like?
Yeah, we just keep trusting what we're doing, how we are preparing week in and week out, and then going on the field and trusting each other and just trying to execute every given play. Hey guys.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.